Joe McLeod, thank you very much for joining us today. The career fair happened here at Peace River High. How's it gone so far?
So far, it's been fantastic. We've got 41 different booths, so we have representation from 8 different post-secondary institutions, and then the rest are all various careers and trades, everything from, Mercer and mechanics to eavesdropping to APL and mechanics and paramedics and dentistry and a whole ream of things.
Sounds like a whole bunch of topics or a whole bunch of areas are being covered, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. How easy has this been? I'm only guessing that this might be the first or second one coming out of COVID, but
it's the first one for Peace River High School. We've certainly in the past had kind of post-secondary career fairs where we had a combination of different universities and colleges from around the province. But it's been quite a few years since we've had one with actual careers and businesses and things like that from the surrounding areas. And this is probably one of the biggest ones we've had too in terms of attendance for other schools outside of Peace High as well.
Peace High and Glen Mary are here, I know that, but also the out-of-town schools and the lesser-known schools, mm-hmm. I guess, are also part of this, eh?
Yep, so we have, we've got Manning, so Paul Rao is here with a pretty large group of students, and then we've got our Outreach campus, which is part of Peace River School Division. We've got EQV, so one of our Francophone schools in mm-hmm. town, and then we have a Cole Heritage as well from around the Falaire area.
How good is it to get, especially in a rural area like this, to get the out-of-town schools to say, hey, this is going on?
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. We had a couple other schools who wished that they could make it from outside of Peace River, but weren't able to coordinate it, kind of. But it's really good because I feel like from a rural, smaller town perspective, a lot of these events don't necessarily happen because a lot of people don't want to travel for various reasons. So it's fantastic if we're able to host and facilitate this for as many high school students as possible.
Going forward from here, it's now the 15th of March. There's X number of feet of snow on the ground. Really? But this is about the best timing you can have as far as mm-hmm. people starting to think forward, especially at the high school level. How easy is that, or how hard is that for you as a career counselor to say to the kids, okay, now it's time to start thinking ahead here?
I think it's just kind of an ongoing thing that we do all throughout the year and try to cycle from our grade 9 students all the way up through grade 12 looking at post-secondary. So it's something we're always pushing, especially right now too. A big push we have is for our RAP programs, so our registered apprenticeship programs, because a lot of them you can start working over the summer with those. So it's really nice to kind of get their foot in the door with some of those different companies and organizations too. So I think trying to get kids into different careers is something that's just an ongoing thing all year long that we do.
Especially since, I guess, there's so many careers mm-hmm. or career types to choose from.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of what's nice about having one of these career fairs is there's such a wide array of different careers represented that a lot of students don't even realize that these are things that you can actually get into. So Mercer has a table and they've developed computer software that looks like a video game, but it's attached to hydraulics and different things like that. So I think there's a lot of things that kids don't even realize are options that are available to them. So when they can actually see these things in practice, I think it's the more exposure they can get, the better.
But you still have the universities here.
Absolutely.
I know McEwen's here. I know Concordia's here. I know NWP's here. I know NLC's here.
Yeah, U of A. We've got the King's University from Edmonton as well. We've got Campus St. Jean, so a Francophone university in Edmonton as well. Mm-hmm. We've got U of A, so we've got quite a few in there. We've got Lakeland College as well and Rupert's Land and Northern Lakes. So yeah, we've got some pretty good post-secondary representation too.
I'm sure this has been a heck of a lot of fun, but are you looking forward to the end of the day?
I am. I'm definitely a little bit tired, but it's all been worth it. And I haven't done it single-handedly. I've had a lot of help from our administration too. So Wade Johnson, Lori Knobloch, and just kind of other people, Crystal Burrows from Careers Next Gen. She's been fabulous too with kind of reaching out to some of her contacts. Crystal Owens and the other parents on our school council. So it's definitely not been me doing this alone. There's been a whole bunch of us kind of working behind the scenes. So it's been great.
Joe McLeod is the career counselor for Peace River High School. Jill, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming.